Tomorrow, very important day for school students. In fact, it's Walk Safely to School Day. Yes, we know kids need lots and lots of exercise throughout the day. It's a great way to get involved, get active, and most importantly as well, stay safe. The co-chair of Active Healthy Kids Australia is Dr. Natasha Schranz. And Natasha joins us this morning. Hello, Natasha. How long has Walk Safe...
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very good, thank you. How long has Walk Safely to School Day been going for in Australia?
I've been going strong for 18 years, so it's a fantastic initiative that's promoting greater physical activity in our kids.
So 18 years is a long time. I just missed out on that one, actually. So with there is two parts of it, though. It is the walking for health benefit and the safety aspect as well. Let's start with the safety side of things. How's the best way to do it?
Yeah, so it's really important that this is a community, school and family-based initiative, so it's not just targeted at the kids themselves, because it's really important that they do get to school safely. So we're encouraging parents to get out with their kids in the morning to walk. And along the way, it's really important to showcase or highlight where there's, like, safe landmarks that they can go to throughout the journey and where the safest places are across the road. So using things like pedestrian crossings and lights, it's really trying to give kids the skills they need to be able to do it safely and confidently.
And, of course, staying in built-up areas when they can as well. The other side of things, too, is the health aspect of it. What are some of the health benefits, rather, of walking to and from school?
Yeah, sure. So I guess because with kids going to school every day anyway, it's one of the easiest ways that we can incorporate more activity into their daily lives. And we know that kids that are more active typically have better health outcomes, such as lower risk of type 2 diabetes or overweight and obesity. They have better social and mental health outcomes. We also know that active kids tend to show better on academic performance and also have better attention in class.
Yeah, we do hear this a lot from people in this space, Natasha, that you get the exercise and that gets the brain moving. So it's certainly a great thing to start the day with is a walk to school. Why has Walk to School Safely Day been so successful through the years?
I think because it's just something easy that everyone can do. It's not asking for much. It's something that everyone has to do anyway. And there's some really great resources on the website that teachers and schools can go to. So it's not just something that the kids can do and then they get to school and it's done, but the schools can really incorporate activities throughout the whole day. They can host a healthy breakfast. There's participation stickers and certificates that can be given out. And there's ways that schools can promote this type of activity to be sustained just beyond this day as well, which is really important.
And even though the day's tomorrow, it's still not too late for schools to get involved?
No, definitely not. Jump onto the website, walk.com.au, and there's heaps of resources there for teachers and schools. You can register to show your support and also get onto social media tomorrow and post your pictures with the hashtag WSTDS. So it's really, really great for everyone to get involved and show our support.
And Natasha, for the kids who are probably embarrassed that mum or dad are dropping them off in the car out front of the school and tell them to wait round the corner and drop them off there, maybe this might be a way out of it by walking to school.
Yeah, and also for those that it is a bit far maybe to walk the whole way, drive some of the way, park, stop a bit further away and then walk the rest of the way. You're still getting some activity and you're stopping that congestion building up around school areas.
I think the kids would love that as well. Natasha, thank you for your time and good luck with the day tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks very much.
That's Dr. Natasha Schranz talking with us about Walk Safely to School Day. It is tomorrow, Friday, 2NURFM 103.7.